AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Now that the virus relief plan is law, President Biden celebrates with top Democrats.
In a Rose Garden victory lap, the theme was clear from Congress's leaders.
Promise made, promise fulfilled.
Help is on the way.
Vice President Harris.
Help has arrived.
And the president.
Help is here.
Saying Americans will start seeing it this weekend in the form of $1,400 payments. But even as he celebrated, the president warned the devil is in the details. The nation now needs to see that its government knows what to do with the $1.9 trillion.
We have to get this right.
He'll hit the road next week to sell the plan's benefits in what the White House is calling the Help is on the Way tour. Sagar Magani, Washington.
International frustration as the Biden administration stockpiles tens of millions of doses of U.S.-produced AstraZeneca vaccine because it has yet to be authorized for use in this country. Both the European Union and the World Health Organization are asking President Biden to release the supply to them. Some members of Congress from New York, including Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, are calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign.
Following more allegations of sexual harassment, Democrats in Congress, including New York's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, say the governor should resign. Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York repeated,
"It is unacceptable. The governor must resign."
Governor Cuomo says he's not resigning.
"I did not do what has been alleged. Period."
He says people who want him to resign are reckless and dangerous.
"People know the difference between playing politics, bowing to cancel culture, and the truth."
Ocasio-Cortez says she believes Cuomo's accusers. The governor insists he never touched anyone inappropriately. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Included in the COVID relief package, broader health insurance coverage and subsidies under the Affordable Care Act.
A summary released by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says President Biden's Obamacare expansion will reduce costs for new customers, those already enrolled in the program, people who become unemployed this year, and it may help many whose incomes were too high to previously qualify for subsidies. Starting April 1st, under a special enrollment period, people who sign up will automatically get the benefit of higher subsidies authorized by Congress, with a reduction of about $50 a month per person. For the 9 million plus already getting subsidies, they'll have to log on to healthcare.gov after April 1st to get their discounts, or wait until tax time 2022 to claim a bigger tax credit. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.